This is the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Jeff and Camille, you see this all the time. Too many people approach financial planning through rose-colored glasses. They just think, everything's going to be all right. Just plan for the best case scenario and just don't even think about what could happen, the worst case scenario. But you got to face it. There are several big risks to our money that might sink our ship in retirement. I mean, think about it, an illness, a medical emergency, the death of a spouse. And then this is kind of a funny one. The cost of living a long and healthy life, right?
Yep. I love it. We do get some families in here and they go, oh, no, I've already decided my checkout date is this date.
Yeah.
I'm going, great. But what happens if that isn't actually your checkout date and, it's another 10 or 15 years? So it's always funny, some of these conversations that we have, because we do see a lot of times people get anxious when we talk about living a long time, and so many families are worried about running out of money. So that is what our goal at Monolith Financial Group is to help lessen the worry where we can take that away from you and help you feel comfortable in retirement. I always love this quote, and I've loved it and lived by it since I was probably about 12 years old. It's the Serenity Prayer. And so it says, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, taking this world as it is and not as I would have it, trusting that you will make things all right. And I just love that one, because that is the way we see things here at Monolith, is let's help you experience and enjoy these retirement years, and let's take away as much worry as we possibly can. And we do that all through our Monolith Money Map process.
Oh, I love that. And I love that scripture too. Really do. That's a good one. It's a good one to live by. And I can't believe you were 12 years old. That's cool. All right. So we've talked about this before on our show. Every single year in America, more than 500,000 Americans file for bankruptcy because of those medical bills. So a healthcare emergency, an illness, like I was saying, or some type of an accident can really knock us off our feet physically, but also financially.
Yes, this is one area we do have. So there's five key areas in our Monolith Money Map, and one of those is healthcare. It's an area that sometimes you can't prepare for, but there are some ways that you can get yourself prepared if that does happen. And it's a lot of times a discussion that we start to have with our families that come in and they really haven't maybe fully thought it through. So I had this lovely couple and I asked them, do you have a plan for long-term care or anything? And they say, oh yeah, our kids are going to take care of us. And I was like, okay, great. Have you had those conversations with your kids? And they're like, no. And I was like, okay, well, we learned earlier your kids live on the East Coast. You live on the West Coast. Are either of you guys moving coast at some point? And they're like, oh no, we don't like the East Coast. The kids are very happy on the East Coast. They don't want to move back to the West Coast. And I went, okay, can you walk me through how this long-term care plan is going to work then? And it did make them actually kind of stop and go, I guess we really haven't fully thought it through.
Right.
And that was where we were really able to work with them and say, okay, let's put together a long-term care plan so you can share it with your kids and they know if that comes to fruition one day, I know exactly what steps to take and how mom and dad have prepared for this.
And Camille, that's why we always tell people the number one thing in your retirement plan or going into retirement is get as healthy as possible. Because without your health, it does not matter how much money you save.
Yeah, that is so true. And what's interesting about this whole story is they were certainly looking at their finances in retirement through rose-colored glasses, right? And then you kind of had to bring them into reality, like, how's this really going to work, guys? It's so funny they didn't even think about it. So think about it. Maybe you need to, have an eye-opening experience with your finances. And that's why Jeff
and Camille are here. They can help you trade those rose-colored glasses in for some really clear, focused ones about how you are doing with your retirement income. And you can get some help from them by just picking up your phone. We know it's right there, 916-367-6430. They would love to guide you about your own retirement. Set up a 15-minute retirement-ready phone conversation. Maybe you would prefer to do that rather than go in. Either way, it's all complimentary. And we do ask that you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement. Most of the time, Jeff and Camille help people who have a lot more than that, but that really would help if you have at least saved that. And remember, you can check out the website anytime at monolithfinancial.com, monolithfinancial.com. Thanks so much for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show with father-daughter legacy team Jeff and Camille. All right, so Camille, you and your team here at Monolith Financial, you guys create strategies for long-term care costs and retirement. So why don't you walk us through how you actually do that?
Yeah. So one of the first things is we really start off with what are your options if you want or are going to need long-term care? Well, the first one is you could be self-insured, meaning you're going to pay it out of your hard-earned money, out of your pocket at some point in the future. And hopefully you've prepared and you have enough money when that comes about. Not my favorite one. Even people, you know, with millions of dollars that don't necessarily, I'm going to say, have to have that long-term care plan, we still talk about it and we still put those together because can you imagine 10, 15 years down the road when you need long-term care that it's not a stressful event upon everything else?
Right.
So to have that already put in your plan and knowing, hey, I already prepped, I prepared, we're good to go. I've got a long-term care plan. It's so much easier and it's more comforting and gives you that confidence in your plan because, you know, to have on hand a couple hundred thousand dollars to pay for long-term care, well, there's other avenues you could take that'll cost you a lot less, but help supplement that long-term care need.
You know, Camille, that's right, because a lot of people with a lot of money got there because they understand money. And they don't want to pay $100,000 a year for 5 years or 8 years for long-term care. They'd rather pay a lot less for an insurance company to pay the bill. And that's what we help them understand and see if we can put something together that fits their, I'll just call it spending habits.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the best part is, you know, there are plans out there that don't even require you to take a medical examination. So there are plans that have these long-term care benefits that can help supplement that. And you don't have to go in and get the medical records and everything. So if your health is a concern now, you really should be looking into how can I prepare and make sure I've got a plan in place to take care if and when I'm going to need that so that my family is less stressed and we're not spending every dime out there.
Well, also, Camille, sometimes if they don't use it, they don't pay for it. And that's another big plus is, wait a minute, you know, if I needed it, it would go ahead and come out of my monies.
Right.
But if I don't need it, they're not taking any money out of my accounts for it.
Oh, that's
kind of a win-win situation.
Yeah, that is so, so good. So, you know, I did apply for long-term care insurance at age 60. I'm almost 64 now. I didn't get it because of my health. And I'm in pretty good health, but they red flagged me because I'd had some stress with my heart, just anxiety, I guess it was. And they red flagged me. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So anyway, you're right in that. Yeah, get it done early because, and then, or do this other where you don't have to have a test at all, you know?
Right, Luann, it is one of the hardest insurances to get.
Yeah.
Right? So again, it would be nice if you could get it kind of on the side, right? And if I need it, great, it's there. If I don't need it, I didn't have to pay all that money for it for all these years. But it's really about picking up that phone and just giving us a call and say, hey, what works for me? What will help myself, me and my spouse? Maybe you have a family member that you're looking at. Hey, how can we help them out? Give us a call, 916-367-6430. We are here to help you and answer any and all of your questions. But all you have to do is pick up that phone and call 916-367-6430. 367-6430. We can't wait to help you.
So the loss of your spouse, we know that's going to be one of the most difficult and emotionally devastating trials in our lives. And then not having a financial plan can turn a personal heartbreak into an absolute catastrophe. Camille, I know you guys see this a lot.
Unfortunately, we have dealt with a lot of spouses passing away, but the good news is we are prepared for that. Chances are you and your spouse are not going to pass away at the same time. We're not living in the movie The Notebook. As great of an end, you know, as sad but great of an ending it would be to pass away at the same time. You know, one of you is probably going to outlive the other. And women, I'm going to say, you are usually the ones that live longer than your counterpart, the men. Mm-hmm. So that's not always, but that's usually how it works out. And we usually joke about, you know, if we're sitting across the table from a husband and wife, we always look at the wife and go, you know, this is going to be your plan one day, because most likely you're going to be the one left. And so we want to make sure that you are prepared and that everything, we can continue living your lifestyle the way you've grown accustomed to. We don't want your whole life to be turned upside down when you lose a spouse. So it's really, how do we help and how can we help prepare for a time like that in your life so that you can still feel comfortable and confident throughout retirement as you enter that new stage?
Right. And you said it, you know, you can't be truly prepared for this time to lose your partner, your spouse. The decisions, you know, about what you do financially are going to be overwhelming while you're grieving. That's why they really need to be done ahead of time, right, Jeff?
Well, and that's why we basically say try and do nothing drastic for the first year or so.
Yes.
That's also why we put together a survivor checklist. And it's something that if you want, again, just give us a call, 916-367-6430, and say, I'd love a copy of the survivor checklist. It may not be for you, but it may be for your mom or dad or somebody you know that could use it. It's there and it's available to you. Or go on our website, Monolith Financial. That's M like in Mary, O, N like in Nancy, O, L-I-T-H, financial.com. And we'll go ahead and get that right out to you. Because, you know, you want to know what to do, because a lot of people have never experienced a death in the family. And so, you know, you call an attorney, you contact Social Security, locate your will or trust. That's a big thing that we really try to emphasize to our clients is, you know, if you have a trust, make sure the trustees have a copy of it, so they know what to do if something were to happen to you.
Good point, yeah.
Notify an employer if you're still working. But before you do that, make sure your beneficiaries are correct at your employer. Now, that's one that we see messed up all the time, because when you first got your job, you were probably living at home with mom and dad, you know? So they were your beneficiaries. And not until later on did you, you know, have a spouse that now they're your beneficiaries. But wonder if you lost a spouse and then forgot to change the beneficiaries, maybe to your kids or a church or a charity. So beneficiaries are a huge thing that you really need to look at. And then titles on your properties, are they set up correctly? Titles at banks, are they set up correctly? You know, these are not things about making you a lot of money, but these are things that we do that we feel are so important for our clients, that we do them with all of our clients to make sure that they are prepared for the worst. Also, you know, it's the last year, if you have a spouse, that you file married.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big thing that we look at is, okay, how can we take, and I shouldn't say, I hate the word advantage, but how can we take advantage of the tax laws while you're still filing married? So it's really important that you have all of these things put together. And guess what? We have it for you and we will help you do it. We really believe in doing a lot more than just managing your money.
All right. So again, they have this survivor's checklist that they will offer to you complimentary. All you have to do is just call them 916-367-6430. This is what Jeff and Camille do. They will help you with your retirement plan. You know, maybe you need to update your financial plan after you're listening to all these things Jeff has said. You know, maybe you need to go in and see somebody and get it updated. Jeff and Camille are the ones to see. They would love to guide you about your retirement and your strategies. Get this survivor's checklist. 916-367-6430. That's the number to call. And if you go in and see them, it's complimentary. If you have a 15-minute phone conversation, it's complimentary. We do ask that you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement. That would be very helpful. They do help people who've saved quite a bit more than that. But check them out, too, on their website, monolithfinancial.com. Thanks so much for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show with father-daughter legacy team Jeff and Camille of Monolith Financial Group. Okay, so we're talking about things that can sink our ship in retirement. And we're talking right now about, you know, what happens after a spouse dies. We've got to understand that our retirement income is going to change after someone dies. So walk us through that, Jeff, please.
Most definitely, Luann. And let's just start with Social Security. And one of the things that I'm really proud of Camille is she's gone through and spent the time to get the extra education to understand Social Security. So many advisors just don't do that because guess what? They don't get paid extra for it. Here at Monolith Financial Group, we believe it's so important to understand Social Security, understand when to take it, how to take it if you're a spouse. So as a spouse, you can take it earlier than 62. There's just a lot of things about Social Security that you need to understand if you lose a spouse. And one thing for sure, if you both are receiving Social Security, you're going to lose one of the checks. Now, you may get the higher of the two, but a lot depends upon when you took yours, who gets the higher Social Security. All of that comes into play. And then pension payments. You know, if you lose a spouse that has a pension, are you going to receive that pension? Are you going to receive a percentage of it? And again, this is all that we put together in advance in your retirement plan so that you understand all these things before something like this happens. And then, you know, wonder if your spouse is still working. So we've had spouses that were still working that passed away. Now what happens with their 401k? What happens with their medical benefits? You know, wonder if you're too young, I'll say, you know, you're under 65, so you're not getting Medicare. How are you going to pay for medical insurances? There is so much to understand before things like this happen. And one of the sad things is we all are going to pass away. We just don't know when. And so why not be prepared for when it happens?
Yeah, Jeff, you know, we're actually dealing with a scenario just like this, where the wife had actually lost her spouse. And so she originally, before she came in, was trying to take care of moving his 401k and his IRAs and trying to do all that by herself. And she was running into roadblocks and not being able to speak to the right people or get things done and getting different answers. And so I invited her and I said, you know, let's get together, let's call the companies together, and we're going to take care of this so that there is no questions left undone. That way we can get the monies moved over and we can start planning for your new beginning, your new life. And one of the biggest misconceptions I hear a lot from people and sometimes even the advisors that they've worked with is, if you are married, you can take over your spouse's IRA and you don't have to list it as an inherited IRA, which under the new rules, you would have to deplete that account in 10 years. Well, now, if you're a lot younger, you can actually take that over your lifetime. So there's a lot of things that we'll sit right next to you. We're going to hold your hand, maybe not literally sometimes, depends on
or not.
Yeah,
maybe.
Or we will. You know, we're very friendly. We'll give you hugs. But we're going to walk you through of how to deal with this and how to make sure that all your ducks are lined up and that things get done promptly and with ease. Because the last thing you need is just another stressful situation. We're here to help you and help walk you through every step of the way so that you can have a comfortable and a confident retirement, knowing, hey, I've got Monolith Financial Group. They're here in my corner and they're going to help make sure I succeed, and that's one less thing I have to worry about.
And Camille, you know what's great is probably the biggest concern when you lose a spouse is how am I going to generate income? And so we can sit there and go through all the different aspects of the income. One that they don't always know about is that spousal death benefit for Social Security. You know, another one is, how do I get the pension? How do I get the 401k and other accounts that are with an employer? Do I still get medical from the employer? I mean, there's so many what ifs that I got to tell you, it's probably one of the neatest things that we do. And it's really special to go ahead and take all that worry out for them. And we do the follow-up for them. We'll call the different companies and say, why haven't you sent this form? Why haven't you done this yet? So we are there to help you at probably one of the toughest times of your life.
916-367-6430. That is the number to call to go in and get a complimentary visit with Jeff and Camille. This has been the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday and Sunday. And to find out more about the team, go to their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated.